So, didn't catch the show on
Tuesday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4.
Oh, hello, podcasters. Good to have your ear.
Or both of them. Can I tell you guys a little story?
Of course you can, mate. Yes. Your show. Yes. Do what you want.
Finally, the respect.
Oh, no, that wasn't respectful. That was a fact.
It's your show. Do what you want. Yeah. There was a little confusion. So, podcasters, I know there's a few out there that listen to this because we do a little bit extra, a little bit of sauce here, that also listen to the radio show. And on the radio show, we've been talking about how we're off from this Thursday.
Yes.
A little confusion. We are kind of supposed to be on this weekend, but we're not. So we're putting on a best of.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just some great bits. And there's some stuff that I'm really proud of. And I was going through, we have little run sheets, mm-hmm, so I can look at stuff, right? And I was going through, and I was just cacking myself at some of the stuff. But there's some great stuff, I'm going to be honest. But there's also...
Can I just say, I love the term cacking myself. Never heard you say that. It's a really good term.
Oh, I learned a word that we only have in Australia. Spruiking.
Spruking's only in Australia.
Spruiking's spruking. Only in Australia.
I wonder where spruiking... Did you do any further research?
I put up a video on TikTok.
It's a great
and,
word.
And there was a lady, I don't know if you remember, she was the one talking about the smoke and mirrors.
Yes.
About the butcher.
Yes, of course, yeah.
And she was saying that they had a spruiker out the front spruiking.
Yes, yeah, spruiking the word. Promoting.
And I put that on TikTok and people are commenting going, what the is... Can I swear on this?
Or it's just more work for audio bones. Depends.
I mean, you can if you want. Oh, that's a spooky ghost.
I reckon you could
spooky
f- I reckon imagine if you could swear as long as you said it, like in a funny voice.
Yeah. What the f***?
But like you could say anything. As long as you said, oh,
you can't say that.
Well, that's not a swear word. And I think that's fine. Leave that in, Kai.
That's getting beeped out too, Kai. Can you please beep that out? Thank you.
So yeah, people commenting, and then I did some Googling, and I was like, yeah, spruiking, a spruiker is just a word in Australia. So
yeah.
People reading that would just look like, what the f*** is a spruiker?
Yeah, wow. I wonder if zhuzhing is an Australian word.
No, because I think it came from
the French word to zhuzh.
No. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy with Carson Kresley. I'm pretty sure that's
is where
that it
where zhuzh came from?
I could be wrong, though.
Well, you're a big Queer Eye fan.
You know what? I actually used to watch Queer Eye.
No, that wasn't sarcasm.
Because it was on...
You've told me that. You've watched it before. Sorry, did that sound sarcastic?
Yeah, it sounded sarcastic.
Oh, no. Okay, so it originated in the 60s, probably from Polari of uncertain ultimate origin. So Polari was this language they used to use back in the day when it was illegal to be gay. So they kind of created like an underground sort of language.
Mm. But then wouldn't everybody know that the gay people are using the language?
Yeah, but it wasn't... It was like a little nod to each other. You'd only recognise it if you were also
words.
Gay.
Yeah. Okay.
Just quickly, you gave Carson Kresley the credit very quickly.
I really
quickly.
Did.
Very quickly.
Sorry.
Are you angling for a job on his...
No.
Like, because you gave him the credit
I
real quick.
I just thought that's where it was from. I think that's what popularised it, though.
Imagine if the first time you heard a word from somebody, you just attributed that person to inventing the word.
You've definitely invented words. I've definitely given you credit.
Oh, we have a game on the show.
We don't have a game on.
It's called Short Words with Nathan. We should play that again.
No.
I should call her.
I should call her. Speaking of things that aren't great. So I was...
No, that's fair. It's
so I was going through the show plans like for this best of on the weekend, and there was some really great stuff. Let me actually, you know what? I'm gonna get it up.
Great.
There's some stuff that really...
I love when you get it up on the show.
Doesn't happen as much as anymore.
Antidepressant or the
Antidepressant. When I first took them, it took me ages to but sort of back down, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Can you say?
Well, we did.
Kai, you got to bones. You got to beep audio bones. You got to beep.
See, I would have played them with.
The old.
Fucking old man.
You beat that as well.
Than
you
can't
you
say
said
that.
It, you dirty bag.
Like something we did. We did plane announcements. That was great.
That was fun.
We did. What is your name? Sound like? Which was Jared Dix. Don't beep that out. That's,
no,
that's someone's
fine.
Name.
That's fine. That's someone's name.
Name. We did the, is someone snoring near you? The humming.
Oh, that was great.
There's just been some great
stuff. There is a swear word in that. They call us swears. Mm.
But then I was looking at some shows and I went, Jesus, it's just all bad.
Oh, really?
But then like we always put a podcast up. So I'm like, that would have went up and someone would have listened to it and gone, Jesus,
they
always having a...
They weren't on today, were they?
Look, and we always put the same effort in. At the end of the day, sometimes we just don't ask the right question and we don't get it right. But I also find that funny in itself, that I looked at these sheets and went, because I was trying to pick something from every day
for
the past like, couple of months. And I was like, Yeah, another from Thursday.
Maybe they played a song that we could replay.
Sorry, Grace has got a foot on the desk. It's throwing me.
It's not on the desk. My calf's on the desk. My foot is off.
Oh, it was on the desk.
No, it wasn't.
Put your calf on the desk, mate. I told you not to bring your barnyard animals.
Sorry.
Don't put your udders on the desk either.
Your mummy milkers.
I was going to say that, and then I said I shouldn't say
that.
Oh,
I'll say it.
Sorry. My big mummy milkers.
Audio bones, when you hear that, isolate it and put it on my little sound effect.
Yeah, please put that on a nice little sound effect thingy.
That's phenomenal. That's up there. Oh, look, there's people outside. They heard that. Thumbs up outside, people. We got producer Kira, producer Jared. If you heard Grace say my big mummy milkers, great.
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, that's great. That's a career highlight for me.
Really good. What a way to go out.
I'm going to figure out how to make that my text tone when Grace texts me.
Yeah. Oh, got a message, my big mummy milkers.
She couldn't even commit. You went, big mummy milkers.
It's just a funny phrase.
It is.
Oh, you happy, Grace? The boys have made a bit out of it. So.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim Halsey's new research has found that sniffing people's sweat could help break anxiety and social settings and help you be able to talk better to people around you don't necessarily know. Just with sweat, guys.
Yep.
How good is that? Just a cheeky sweat. Yep. a test was conducted using armpit sweat of all sweats from people and allowed those who were anxious in social settings to sniff it, right? So people put their hand up and said, I get anxious in social settings. So they said, you know what? Come in here. Let's sniff some sweat and let's get back out there and see what happens. And how about this? Patients who completed a mindfulness session, which was essentially where they all went into a room after they did it, found a 39% reduction in social anxiety just from sniffing sweat, guys. Perfect.
In Australia, if you've been listening since the start of the show, obviously it was, you know, pretty emotional there with producer Grace, but yeah, that's what we're doing. We're saying goodbye to her, and then we're going to, you probably guessed it, make you call up and get sweaty and play some silly game.
That's how we've always operated.
It's you know what I mean? Like, but look, you know, I applaud Grace for what she said and what she's doing. And I think that's, you know, also a key to our show. It's important to speak your truth and also have a bit of fun. Life's really hard. It really is, Australia. And that's what Nathan and I try and do every night. We're aware of that, but we just want to make you laugh.
Also, mate, this is science.
Oh, sorry,
okay,
yeah.
This is science.
No, Nate, Jesus, it's a serious scientific.
This is science, mate.
Sweating makes you chat to people.
Absolutely. That's what it is. That's the,
I'm just layman's terms.
And the scientists out there would be like, there's
big scientific.
Well, the scientists out there would have heard you say that and go, no, there's much more to it than that.
No, I'm just trying to help everyone.
Researchers believe there is something about human sweat that affects the response to other people and how comfortable we are. So here's what I want to do. I want to do a bit of a test just to see if this actually works, right? So what I want to do right now, 131060, are you a sweaty person? Sweaty people of Australia, jump on the phones right now. We've got these movie ticket packs to give away, but we want you to take part in a live Jimmy and Nath sweating experiment, because I think I'm the perfect person to help conduct this, because I'm a sweaty mess. Constantly, all the time. Any photo shoot we've ever had, I literally need to have somebody there to dab me down because I sweat horribly.
Yeah, one of the things that's impressive about you, I find, is your ability to sweat in air-conditioned locations.
It's really incredible.
Yeah.
It really is incredible.
We'll be, you know, at a cafe or something, there'll be aircon, but then you'll see the shirt sweat start to... You know what? I've never...
Sweating right now.
I've never told you this, but you own a lot of grey shirts grey type shirts.
No, close to grey. My fiancé make things that look good in grey shirts.
I'm going to say, I've seen a lot of you as well. I think you do.
For the first 3 minutes?
Yeah. But that's what happens. And then you always go to me, oh, Jim, it's so sweaty.
I know. I don't know. Obviously, I'm much more sweaty than other people. I get sweaty all the time and sweaty everywhere. The main area is the chest. I've got a bit of chest hair. I don't think that's why. I don't know why, but I sweat everywhere. Yeah, sweat in bed, sweat walking up the stairs, sweat in aircon.
We lived in, we mentioned it before, we were chatting to Grace. You know, Nathan and I did Hobart Breakfast for 5 years. And if you haven't been to Tasmania, it's a beautiful place. It's also very cold.
Mm.
It's very cold this week.
Yeah.
They've basically hit winter already.
Yep.
A daylight savings isn't over.
Mm.
And I remember, like, I would be in bed there and I'd have, like, a hoodie on, I'd have long pants, I'd have the flannel sheets, right? I'm freezing. And then I'd walk past Nace, like, bed in the morning, and he's there on top of it. So on top of the dune, on top of the cup, like, nothing.
Yep.
Just in boxer shorts.
With a fan on sometimes as well. And I tell you what, it actually made me sweaty watching you. because I would physically feel myself in that situation underneath the doonas. And I'd be like, oh God, this is hell. This is hell. So what I want to do, 131060 straight, jump on the phones right now. Are you a sweaty person? Because the test I'm doing is called Jimmy and Ace Social Sweating.
Jimmy and Ace Social Sweating. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. How this is going to work is I want sweaty people to call and together, 131060, jump on the phones, we're going to work up a sweat together. That is part one of the experiment. So part one of the experiment is sweaty people call right now, 131060, and together we work up a sweat in any way we see possible. Maybe you run on the spot for a little bit. Maybe there's some stairs nearby, whatever it is. Or maybe you're at the gym. Maybe you're on the way to the gym. Whatever it is, 131060, sweaty people call. Step one is we get sweaty together. We have a bit of a sweat sesh. Then we go to a song. And then we come back and we're in a social setting. And I'm going to see if the people who are now very sweaty, thanks to science, are able to communicate better with each other. That's essentially the point of the test.
He's doing science, Australia.
This is science. So your thoughts on this as a non-sweaty person?
Let's get into it.
Okay, Let's hit the song. Shut up, Nate. That was a polite way of doing that. All right, 131060, sweaty people of Australia, jump on the phones right now. If you're sweaty and you want to take a part of this, we will take your calls next.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
And Jim, we just asked the question, 131060, are you a sweaty person today? Because new research has come out and said that smelling sweat can help you in social situations. So if you aren't great in social situations, apparently all you need to do is smell a bit of sweat and that could help you out.
Do they, I don't think it answered before, but did they say why?
No, they're still trying to figure it out.
Okay.
So that someone had a hunch. I'm assuming there is obviously a reason why. I just don't know what that is.
I mean, if you go off when most people sweat, which is when you're exercising.
Yeah, of course.
I'd say, you know, even if you go for a walk, right?
Mm.
That gets your endorphins up.
Mm.
So is it a...
I think it is a... It's a primal impact.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
So, yeah, I think
it's... Do it in an English accent.
I think you'll find that the sweating of other humans has a primal impact that creates a sense of comfortability with another person.
Thank you, David Attenborough, for coming.
Oh, it's weird that he came in just for that. So what I thought we could do is our own little test here and get people who are sweaty people, much like myself, Jim, to work up a sweat. We'll then go to some ads. We come back, we put them all in a social setting, and we see whether or not their social abilities have improved.
Are we going to be chatting to them and get them to talk to each other?
I think they talk to each other, but we'll be here.
It's like a nightclub. We'll like a bar.
100%.
Yeah. I haven't been to a nightclub in years. I don't know why I said that. I can't remember the last time I've been on.
You'd be clever. You'd be clever. I know where you're going after the show. Natasha from Canberra. Hi, Tash.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey. Tash, are you a big sweater? Are you like me?
I'm such a nervous sweater. I sweat instantly, like when I get out of bed straight in the morning.
Okay.
Like so bad.
Yeah, a bit like me, Tash, I feel you. Where is the sweating happening? Is it kind of an everywhere situation or is it a pits and bits situation?
It's like the forehead and definitely the pits.
Yeah, okay. Now, Tash, you have called up, so this is a binding contract that you're willing to take part in this science experiment. Are you willing to get sweaty for us now and then see if it improves your social skills?
Well, I guess I am now.
You hear, Tash?
Good on you, Tash. Okay, Tash.
Tash, this is for science, okay? You're doing your bit.
Okay, now, Tash, you stay on the line for me right now. We're going to go Paul from the Sunny Coast. Paul, are you there?
Yeah, I am here.
Now, Paulie, are you like me, Nath? Are you a bit of a sweaty mess sometimes, Paul?
Mate, I am ridiculously sweaty. From the point of view is I don't normally sweat. I pick up a tool. It doesn't matter, a screwdriver, spanner, whatever. My body just goes into overload.
So you sweat when you're on the tools?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I don't get it, but that's what happens.
Do you work with tools, Paul?
I have for many years.
Okay. What happens if you're just at home on a weekend and you're like, I need a screwdriver to replace a door handle?
Oh, mate, it's even happening in the front door.
All right, Paulie, are you happy to be a part of this science experiment and get sweaty for me?
Certainly am.
Weird thing for me to say, but I've said it. All right, Paul, stay there. Bernadette from New South Wales. Bernie, we got you there.
Hey, yeah.
Are you a sweaty person like me?
I am, yes.
Okay, how bad is it and what causes you to sweat most of the time?
Well, like if I'm vacuuming, like I love vacuuming. I've got a Dyson. I vacuum all the time.
Oh, nice. Good on you.
Yeah.
So wait, you sweat when you're vacuuming?
Well, I just get into it.
What do you mean you get into it?
Like I've got one of those like green lasers on the Dyson V15 and it like shows all like the bits.
It's an ad for Dyson?
Yeah, wow.
Green light you'll find on the new Dyson
V15. Okay, so Bernie, where is the sweat coming from most of the time?
Well, it could be like from the chest, you know, like like, you know, like I feel it dripping.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So you got a vacuum, then you got a mop.
Just like the forehead, like, gets a bit sweaty. I just, like, need a break, you know, have a cold drink.
Fair enough. How hard are you vacuuming?
Yeah,
really got to get it.
We're doing that tomorrow. Are you a hard vacuumer? 13, 10, 60. Okay, Bernie, you willing to get sweaty for us, and then of course enter a social setting?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And one more. Let's go to is it Harvey? Harvey, hang on. We'll go to Harvey. Harvey, we got you there.
Yep, I'm here, lads.
Hello, mate. Are you a bit sweaty too, Harvey?
Mate, me and my mate are sitting in the sauna listening to the radio.
You're in the sauna right now.
In the sauna on 60 degrees.
How are you listening to the radio in the sauna?
Oh, we got a pretty good sauna at Baz Train Urawa.
Oh, yeah.
Got a new built radio.
Wow. That's pretty good. Yeah. All right, Harvey. So, I mean, you're already sweating for me, so you're willing to keep getting sweaty, and then we'll all have a chat, hey?
We're all very sweaty.
Oh, there's a few people in there.
It's a party.
It's a bloody party in Harvey's sauna.
We're very sweaty.
Okay, all right. You stay there, you sweaty fellas. Tash, what are you going to do to get sweaty for me?
Oh, anything.
Anything. Right, okay.
Well, I mean, you got some time. You can think about it.
Okay, Tash, how about you do some star jumps for me? Is that okay?
Yeah, too easy.
Okay, right, Paul, what are you going to do for me? You got some tools there that'll make you sweaty?
Mate, I got a screwdriver right in front of me. I'm already sweating.
Amazing, mate. You start screwing and we'll get you sweaty. Bernie, are you there? What are you going to do? You got your vacuum there?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so Bernadette.
Start vacuuming.
Okay, so Tash... Tash, I need you to start jumping up and down, doing some star jumps. Paul, you get on the tools. Bernie, you start vacuuming. Harvey and the boys in the sauna, you guys ready to keep getting sweaty?
Oh, yeah!
All right, let's do it, guys. Okay.
Jimmy Neefs. Social sweating. Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, get into it. We're going to go to some ads, but you guys get into it. Work that sweat up. I'll start working the sweat up as well. When we come back, we'll chat to each other. Can I get a hell yeah from everybody?
Oh, yeah!
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
New science has said that just the smell of sweat could make you better in a social situation.
When I smell sweat, I don't love it.
Well, I mean,
even my own sweat.
Yeah, but you're...
Which is weird because I love the smell of my own fart.
Well, maybe we try that tomorrow. We get everyone to fluff and then talk, see what happens. So what we are doing, we've got four people on the line right now. We've got Natasha, we've got Paul, Bernadette and Harvey. They're all getting sweaty for us, and then we're going to put them all in a social setting just to see if their conversational skills have improved.
Yeah.
Tash from Canberra, we still got you there, Tash?
Yeah, still here.
Now, Tash, we got you to be doing some jumping jacks. Have you been doing those during the ads?
I have, yeah.
Okay, and have you worked up a good sweat for us, Tash?
Oh, my hairline, I'll tell you.
Okay, that's good. Paul from the Sydney Coast. Paul, have we got you there?
Well, I'm still here.
Okay, now, Paul, we asked you to jump on the tools because apparently that was the thing that made you sweaty all the time. You had a screwdriver there. Have you been screwing for us, Paul?
I certainly have. I've got a sweat. I walked outside and I'm more wetter than it is because it's raining here on the Central Coast.
Okay, even more. Okay, so, but we don't want it to muddy the waters here a little bit, Paul. There's still majority sweat, yes, not rainwater?
Definitely. I walked out sweating more than I would be getting wet.
Perfect.
Rain.
Okay, yep. That's good. That's what we
Couldn't
wanted,
have said
Paul.
It any better myself.
Okay, Paul, you stay there. Bernadette, you said vacuuming was the thing that made you sweaty. You've been doing some vacuuming during the ads.
Yes, I have.
Okay, and how's that sweat situation going?
It's going.
Okay, yeah. Where are you sweating from at the moment?
Like the chest area.
Okay, good. Very
chest
good.
Sweat.
And then we're going to go to Harvey and the boys in Victoria. They're in a sauna. Harvey, we got you there, mate.
Yeah, we're going, lads. Still in the sauna. Yeah.
Sweating absolute bullet.
Okay, great. So, Harvey, you and the fellas, you still in the sauna?
Yeah, mate.
Okay.
How long you been in there, Harvey?
Half an hour.
Half an hour.
All right, we'll get over this nice and quickly then. Okay, all right, guys, we're going to hit this, and then when we come out of this, we're going to do a little chat and just see how social everybody is. Here we go, Jimmy and Ace, social sweating.
Jimmy and Ace, social sweating. Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. Tash, you can kick things off. Who do you want to talk to? You got Paul, Bernadette, Harvey. Say something for us.
Oh, Bernadette, I actually really like to look at her Dyson.
Oh. Yeah.
What do you want to know about it? Oh, well, my friend just got one and she's obsessed with it. And so I want to know if it's like a good like idea to purchase.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. The amount of hair I drop on the couch
crazy.
Paul, feel free to jump in here, mate, from the Sunny Coast. What do you want to say?
Mate, I live across the road from the beach and I'm wetter than the beach.
Okay, not really related to the convo, but that's all right. You keep it going. Harvey and the boys in the sauna, you fellas want to jump in. Yeah, what do you guys?
Yeah, we'll be able
to. You guys like vacuums?
Oh, we love it. I love the Dyson. Oh, my God.
Love a good Dyson.
Love a good Dyson. Yeah, it's good. All right. I mean,
in it, like what you collect as well.
Yeah, it's good. Paul, I'm going to give you another chance here. You want to jump in on the conversation? We're talking about vacuums, unless you want to steer it somewhere else, Paul.
No, that's all good, because if you're vacuuming, you're not getting wet.
Yep, we're still with the rain gear. That's okay. Okay.
I think it might be raining. We're falling.
Bernadette, you want to jump back in again?
Oh, of course. So it's so satisfying to see all the stuff you collect in the Dyson vacuum. Like, yep. You know, you get...
Does anyone want to move the convo on? Harvey from Victoria, you're in the sauna. What do you guys want to talk about?
Let's talk about how bad the pies are going at the moment.
The collie wobbles,
am I right?
They're no good.
Paul, you popped up about the collie wobbles. What do you want to say?
Well, one of the two is you're not steam cleaning either.
Oh, you're back at the vacuum, mate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
A massive round of applause to everybody that participated in Jimmy and A's social sweating there. I think we came to the conclusion that 50% of people improved their social settings through the use of sweat.
I mean, there wasn't supposed to be a winner. It was just about chatting and, you know, doing a real science test.
Yeah.
But Paul was a winner.
Yeah. Paul
he
from
was
the
wettest. He
was wetter than the ocean across the road from him. So, shout it, Paul. I love you, brother.
Yeah, well done to you, Paul. Big round of applause. Good on you, Paulie. Well done, everybody.
I do feel like we did an ad for Dyson for about 10, 15 minutes.
How good's it?
God, they better bloody send us a free one. Jim, I can't believe it. One of my favourite female actors, star of Euphoria, star of White Lotus, and also my agreed-upon celebrity hall pass with my partner Meg, Sydney Sweeney's in the country filming a new movie. Not only that, she was spotted, get this, at the Sydney Swans' first home match on Sunday, and headlines have had a ball saying how much the Swans players were trying to have a good old flirt with her. Plenty of photos with the topless Swannies player staying there with Sydney Sweeney, trying their best to impress her. God, they're good-looking Roosters, producer Grace, those
Why
AFL
were they
players.
Topless?
Well, because they were in the sheds after the game.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
That still won't make any sense to her.
I was like, all right, that explains.
Why were they topless? So in the sheds after the game.
The game... Yeah,
just quickly, Grace has never watched a game of sport in a life, Australia, so yeah, that doesn't... The game had finished, it was all sweaty and dirty. They're in the change rooms getting changed to go have a shower.
Yeah. So here's the thing. And people online are going, oh, the Swannies guy's trying to have a crack at Sydney Sweeney and was going everywhere. But here's the thing. She wasn't the only person papped trying to have a crack at my hall pass, Sydney Sweeney. Was she, Jim? Was she?
No. So, look, I will say straight, it's Jimmy. I did chat to Sydney Sweeney and I got a photo. Now, I was going to put that up on Instagram. Now, I forgot to. Now, I don't want to put it up right now. I will put it up eventually, but I am in the middle of cutting a video of producer Grace. It's very sad. She is leaving us at the end of the week. She's taking some time herself, which we really love, and Grace, you've helped so many people. But I don't really want to post a picture of me and Sydney Sweeney, right? And then after that, post Grace. So people will be tapping through the story. It's like me and Sydney Sweeney, and then the next one's like, I'm leaving.
And they're like, well, we know who Jimmy Nash's new producer is, don't they?
So I will at Jimmy Nath on Instagram. I will chuck it up on the story at some stage over the next few days.
Yeah.
But yes, I was at the game with a friend of mine, shout out to Joel.
Tall Joel, we call him.
Tall Joel. He's 6'6". Actually could have been an AFL player if it wasn't for injuries, like dominated in the draft.
And that's not even a bit. We say that we could have been professional sports players.
I was going to say,
players.
You say that a lot?
No, this one's legit.
Yeah, okay. He was in the AFL draft. He won like the time trial three. Like he could have been an AFL player. And look, I'll be honest, I've been going through a breakup myself, you know, with my partner Ash, and I didn't want to get out of the house. And Joel's like, you're coming out of the house, mate, you're going to the footy. And I was like, all right. So I went to the Swans game and then I saw Sydney Sweeney was there, knowing it's Nath Hall's pass. And yep. I was like, I've got to find her, I've got to meet her. And I put it in a group chat.
Yep.
Now Nath was out for lunch with some friends.
Yeah, I was at lunch.
Yeah. And I knew that, but I put it in a different group chat with some mates and I said, look, Sydney Sweeney's here, I'm at the footy, I'm going to go try and, you know, meet her. And then Joel and I were having this big D&M with people watching the footy. It was his first Swans home game. Me and Joel were just talking about life and girlfriends, figuring it all out. And there's just this lady who just keeps shushing us. She'd just turn around. She would have been like a 60s or 70s.
Oh, I thought, I was like, and that was Sydney Sweeney. No.
And so she's swishing it. So me and Joel are like, fair. These are big fans. I shouldn't be having this. We go for a walk down to a bar that's like in the at the SCG, and we get a beer, and then we're standing there, and Sydney Sweeney walks past with her whole entourage, and I'm just like, I can't believe it. I'm like, that's Sydney Sweeney. So I go up to her, and by the way, Australia, I don't come off well on this story. I panic because I'm like, I don't want to scream Sydney at her. Again, if you don't know this, check her out on the social. She's got 14 million followers. Like, she's a big deal.
Well, to be fair, if you were screaming Sydney at a Swans game, I feel like that would get a pass. You know what I mean?
She probably wouldn't have looked at me. So I walk past her entourage and a security, and then I sort of bend over because I'm like, that's more non-threatening. But also, a security's like 6 foot and 120 kilos. But
then over. Maybe she'll think I'm a toddler.
Yeah. And then Joel, my mate Joel's with me. Joel's 6 foot six. So I'm bending over, like sort of crouching, and Joel's just standing next to me regular. So now it looks even weirder, like behind me. Looks like he's doing me from behind.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, Sydney. Anyway, she sees me, obviously a bit weirded out, and then security look at her and she sort of nods to them. So they sort of separate, and then she walks towards me and I walk towards her, and now I'm freaking out because I'm like, I didn't think I'd get this far.
Yep.
And so I introduced myself. I said, hi, my name's Jimmy. She's like, hi, I'm Sydney. I was like, lovely to meet you, big fan. And she says, you enjoying the footy? And then I panic because I'm like, I'm funny. That's my thing. I got to say something funny.
Yep.
So I just went, ha, your name's Sydney and you're in Sydney.
And how did that go down?
Yeah, Noel. My mate Joel just could not believe it. Anyway, so I know that this is Nath Hall Pass, so like I've got to call. Like I'm like, he's my best friend, he's my brother, I've got to call Nath. So I call Nath, gets screened, hangs up on me.
Well,
she's like some best friend. And you know there's always those things on Facebook where it's like, tag someone who would always answer the phone call and you die. And like 10 years ago, I'm tagging Nath going like, you're my best friend, you'd always answer. He's like, yeah, I would, bud. Here I am with Sydney Sweeney.
I saw a picture of him in the footy. I'm going, he's called me pissed, going, ah, good, the footy, come here.
So I call Nath, he screens me, hangs up. And then she looks at me and she goes, oh, some best friend. And then I went, he's probably busy, and we said goodbye, whatever. I got a photo, but then I sent you that photo, and then...
And I called you straight back.
And I put that in the group chat with Grace, and Nath was very upset.
Freaking out. Never seen such stress from Nath.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. And then, producer Grace, I mean, I told you about this. Meg cancelled the hall pass, because now Sydney Sweeney is 1 degree of separation. She goes, you can't have it if it's achievable. I'm like,
that's
what
the
do
point
you mean?
Of a hall pass.
What do you mean?
Wait, we to have it that it is achievable?
Yes.
No, I think your idea of a hall pass is a little bit different. You just pick 4 people in the office. Yeah.
Meg messaged me without you, Nath, and she was like, you're not going to like get her on the show or hang out with her again, are you? And I'm like, why? And she's like, well, it's a nice hall pass. And the thing about a hall pass is you should never be able to get them. And somehow this 14 million follower famous actress, somehow I run into her.
So what do I want to do?
But you missed your shot, mate. I rang you.
There's didn't answer. Plenty more chances.
And she said to me, she goes, I would have had sex with him right now if he answered.
Meg doesn't even say that. At 131060, here's what I want to do now. Jump on the phones. Did you try and flirt with a celebrity? I love this. Did you try and, or did you have a one-liner with a celebrity? Did you try and pick up a celebrity or at least try and have a little bit of a flirt? Obviously, the Sydney Swans boys have had a crack. Poor old Jim's had a crack with, hey, your name's Sydney, you're in Sydney. 1310.
Honestly, it's like the worst. I just can't believe I said, like, your name's Sydney, you're in Sydney.
Any kind of celebrity, any kind of crack that you've had, maybe you saw them out one night. Maybe you're at a footy game and they walk past. 131060.
I'd also, if I can, team, I'd love to ask the reverse as well.
What, celebrities call? Has someone tried to hit on you? I mean, yeah, great.
No, I meant
Sydney, if you're out there.
Yeah, Sydney, I'm still waiting. No, like if you're a regular punter and have celebrities hit on you.
Okay, I love that.
You've just been hanging out, you didn't know, they've hit on you. Like I'm like talking like a Princess Mary situation.
Oh,
you know
great.
What I mean? Prince
right.
Frederick.
131060, jump on the phones right now. Have you tried to flirt with a celebrity? Have you tried to flirt with a celebrity? Has a celebrity tried to flirt with you? 131060. We've got these movie ticket packs to give away as well. If you do want to give us a call, maybe you could take your celebrity crush. You can go and see things like Air, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, Dungeons and Dragons, Pope's Exorcist, plenty of movies out there. You want to score yourself a movie ticket pack, jump on the phones right now if you've had a crack at trying to flirt with a celebrity or they've tried to do it to you. 131060, Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
131060, did you try and have a flirt with a celebrity? Did a celebrity try and have a flirt with you? Not a heap of people out there, which surprises me. A lot of celebrities come to Australia all the time. You would see them walking around. We just haven't had a crack at them. Not many people have called.
I thought maybe celebrities have a crack, you know what I mean? Because we're just such good-looking people, Australians.
Well, the reason we bring it up is because, I mean, Sydney Sweeney was at the Swans game on the weekend. The Swannies players had a crack at him, but also so did Jimmy from the Jimmy and O show.
Yeah, look, I just was chatting to her. I just said, if you want to hang out. I actually tried to get her on the radio show. So the worst part was, so if you did miss it before, I ran into Sydney Sweeney and I've said to her, I panicked and went, oh, your name's Sydney and you're from Sydney, which was not great gear. Mm. And then when we sort of finished having a conversation, we were like, I was like, oh, can I get you on the radio show? And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, I've got a radio show. And she sort of looked at me very puzzled, like, you haven't read it? So, just unsuccessful on all levels.
Well, 131060, if you've ever had a flirt with a celeb or a celeb's trying to have a flirt with you, Aiden from Melbourne. Hello, Aiden.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate. What's happened?
Well, it wasn't really flirting. You might recall maybe 10 years ago there was a nightclub at Crown called Heat.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
and, DJ Havana Brown, you may have heard of her. She's probably still around.
We know Havana Brown. We've had her on the show a couple of times, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's even more embarrassing. So she was DJing at Heat Nightclub, and she was giving away drink cards. So I was like kind of chatting her up, trying to get a free drink card. And I think she ran out of drink cards. So she came to give me a hug and a peck on the cheek, but I kind of turned, I was a bit drunk as well. So I kind of turned my face and we kind of locked lips. And she kind of acted really polite, but I did apologize. She's like, no, that's okay. And then she said, if she had any left, she would have given me a drink card. But
So you've gone for a drink card, she's gone no to give you a hug and a peck on the cheek, you've drunk, turned your face, you've accidentally kissed Tavana Brown.
Pretty much.
Oh, well done, mate. Dan from Coffs Harbour. G'day, Dan.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Did you try and flirt with a celebrity? Did a celebrity try and flirt with you?
I tried to flirt with a celebrity. This is many years ago up in Broome, Western Australia. We had Elle McPherson come to the resort. I was working as security there.
Yeah.
And I had to do, like, just sort of follow around and make sure, because everyone was taking photos. This was back in the early 90s.
Yeah.
So she was a big thing. And she said, Dan, I wouldn't mind going to the pool and having a swim. And I was like, oh, is that right? Oh, she's like, yeah. I said, well, I'll go get my bathers. And she said, you can get me a drink and then you can leave.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Asking the question now, 131060 Australia, are you what I'm calling a wrinkle wearer after a horde of people have come out to rescue a Sydney woman online who is complaining that no matter what she does, Jim, her clothes end up wrinkled after she washes them every single time. Wrinkles, the absolute bane of my existence. I think you've taught me a few things.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few little hacks I have because I hate ironing. It's probably my number one. No, it's not probably. It is my number one hated chore. Absolutely. And it's the only chore I don't do.
100%. And I totally agree with you. Not only do I hate it, I suck at it. The other day, where was I going? We were going to some sort of event. Oh, the engagement party that we went to. And I went to iron my shirt. Half an hour, and it looked no bloody different.
Yeah.
No, ironing sucks.
I hate ironing. If I have a dress shirt, I'll get it dry cleaned. Sorry, Australia.
Yeah,
I have to admit to that. That's something I do today. But that's for dress shirts. But for anything else, like anything else, my key is when you wash it, you have to take it out of the washing machine straight away.
Mm.
Straight away. If you let it sit there, that's how you get crinkles, right?
Yep.
So you pull it out straight away, take it out the clothesline. Now you need good pegs. You need good hard pegs, right? You can't have those old pegs that don't really spring anymore.
A strong peg.
So you got to flick it hard, and then you want to peg it hard.
Yes.
Like the harder you peg it.
Flick and peg.
The better it is.
Flick and peg.
Yeah. So you just want to peg it really hard.
Grace isn't paying attention to you, Jim.
So I'm just talking about washing. My hat.
Oh, you're talking about pegging washing.
Yeah, you gotta peg really hard.
Yeah.
Because if you peg hard, it's going to be more enjoyable. What?
Yeah, it's good for everyone.
Yeah.
The other tips people have said, because this lady said that she does that and it still doesn't work.
Oh, well, she's a liar.
Yeah, so she's clearly a liar.
She's a liar, she's a thief.
But these are the other ways that people have come to the rescue and said that they can avoid wrinkles in their clothes. Number one is put a smaller load of clothes into the washing machine because apparently they need more space to move around. The more jam-packed it is, the more wrinkles can occur.
That's another one, yes, correct.
Select a steam cycle when doing laundry because it can provide a deeper clean and smooth out creases while it's drying.
I have no idea what you just said. Continue.
Apparently, fancy ones must have that. Must be nice. Use a fabric softener to make your clothes softer. I don't do that, but apparently that helps. I'm not doing that, guys. Pour one. This is an interesting one. So to avoid wrinkles in your clothes, pour 1 cup of vinegar over the clothes before turning on the machine. Throw it in there. People swear by the vinegar. I swear like a number one hack for anything is just put some vinegar on it.
I don't believe in hacks. You know what I mean? It's like,
you just believe in a hard peg.
Yeah.
Just works every time.
Washing machine, washing powder or liquid, whatever you got, hang it out straight away. And yeah, smaller loads. Don't do big loads.
Smaller loads is the big one. Yeah. Which, look, and I'm somebody who really struggles with the wrinkles, always have wrinkles in my clothes. I suck at ironing. So I label myself what I'm calling right now and why I want people to call 131060. Are you like me? Are you just a wrinkle wearer?
Oh, hey, man, I love your style. How do you get so much detail in those clothes?
It is the latest fashion in all of Europe. It is called a wrinkle wearer.
Are you a wrinkle wearer?
Sorry. Okay, that's Audio Bones doing an accent.
Sorry, Audio Bones. No idea what you just said. Was he speaking a different language?
I think he was pretending to be Eastern European, perhaps, and saying that wearing wrinkles is a technique that they do, like a fashion trend.
You heard? You understood?
Yeah, I speak bones. I speak bones. I think that's what he was going for. I don't know.
Bones, text us. text us. I mean, for those that don't know, Audio Bones, he sometimes works from home, so he's not here. Like, if he was here, I'd just pull him in the studio right now.
Yeah, of course.
But he's not here, so just text me, Bones, so I can tell Australia what you're saying.
So we're asking the question. Hopefully you can understand this. 131060, wrinkle wearers. Do you just wear the wrinkled stuff anyway? Because you're like, you know what? I've tried everything under the sun to try and get these wrinkles out, and I'm like, you know what? Stuff it. I'm wearing it anyway. I tell you what I love, linen, because everyone knows that linen is supposed to be wrinkled.
Yeah, it's
linen's
a good one, isn't it?
Fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, they're just naturally wrinkled.
Oh, how good is that? You don't even need to worry.
So when my mum comes and visits, I mean, she's a chef, so number one thing she does is cook. The other thing she does, she loves to iron.
Yeah.
Like, everything gets ironed. Mm. My pillowcases get ironed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my towels get ironed. Everything gets ironed.
Tell me next time she's over.
But she irons my linen shirts.
No, they're supposed to be wrinkled.
And then they look like pristine. And then as soon as they put them on, they just get it. And then it looks weird.
It's part of the look, which is Mr. Linen, whoever invented the linen, you're a legend.
Mr. Linen.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You're an absolute legend because I love those.
You're a legend, Linen.
You are.
A linen legend.
A living linen legend. Oh, phenomenal. Okay, 131060, straight jump on the phones right now. Do you wear your clothes even though they're wrinkled because you couldn't be bloody blathered fixing it either way? Jump on the phones right now. If you give us a call, so we've got more of these movie ticket packs to give away. We are looking for wrinkle wearers. Are you one? Are you much like me? Do you wear the wrinkles anyway?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Oh, hey, man, I love your style. How do you get so much detail in those clothes?
It is the latest fashion in all of Europe. It is called a wrinkle wearer.
Are you a wrinkle wearer?
Now, we've reached out to our audio wizard, Audio Bones, for an official translation of what he said there, because I think we all missed it. I think you and I did, Jim, and we hear it in the clearest quality. But I feel like, Australia, you might have missed it too.
Yeah, so I said, I've texted him in our group chat, I said, what did you say, mate, in that opener? And he said, Nath truly is my translator.
Oh, great.
Because you had a good go at it.
Mm.
And then he said, this is what he said in the opener. It is the latest fashion in all of Europe. It's called a wrinkle wearer.
Okay.
Then he said, I'll add Eastern European accents to the pasture to retire.
We call it the content farm.
The content farm. We take things out there and we shoot them. We take them out there to live a great long life.
Hey,
and we've taken Grace there as well, obviously.
I was just about to say, don't say it too
Grace, aren't you? You going to the farm? You excited? You love animals.
Yeah, so many of my games that I've pitched over the years will be there to greet me. It'll be so nice.
Hey, you and how old's the oldest animal?
Yeah.
You have a great time.
And you'll have so much fun with Audio Bones' European accent out there. You two will get on great, I reckon. All right, asking the question, 131060, when there's wrinkles in your clothes, you're like, stuff it, I'm just going to wear it anyway. Wendy, the wrinkle wearer. Hello, Wendy. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, Wendy. Do you wear your clothes even though they're wrinkled?
Oh, my God, yes, and so do my children.
So do your children too. Great. So it's hereditary.
Yeah,
so
pretty bad.
How bad are the wrinkles, Wendy? What are they in? What are we talking?
Oh, my God, you wouldn't believe it. We've been wearing wrinkled clothes for so long, like seriously, And then I only just found out 2 years ago that if you put your clothes in the dryer, there's an iron mode that irons your clothes.
Sorry?
Sorry, it's not my dryer, Wendy.
Whoa, Wendy on the sunny coast.
Moneybags is called the show.
Doing all right with...
Every dryer has it, apparently.
Every dryer has it? What does it look like?
It says iron mode.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Told me about it and I nearly died.
Okay. I think I no.
Wendy. Wendy, I want to say
yeah,
that.
I want to say the words iron mode. I think.
James from Canberra, are you a wrinkle wearer, James?
I guess it just depends on the event, but I found this like little hack you can do, and it works for most things.
If you say there's a mode on your dryer, what's your hack to get the wrinkles out, bro?
Look, it involves a dryer, but there's no mode on the dryer.
Okay, yep.
All right, so you know those spray bottles, how you can make them come out misty?
Yeah.
You spray it all over the shirt, not too much, but just a bit damp all over.
Mm-hmm.
You chuck it in the dryer for 5 to 10 minutes and the wrinkles come out.
Wow. So you're just spraying it with water, James?
Yeah, just a bit of water, mist, a little bit damp, dry for 5 to 10 minutes. It always works for me.
How did you...
Like collared shirts, anything, James?
Yeah, like button-up shirts, normal shirts. It works for most things.
James, I'm going to try that tonight. And
I wouldn't try it tonight.
My partner's asleep. Yes. I will try that tomorrow, and I'll get back to you, James. You may well have saved my life. Well done, mate.
Too easy.
Actually, I shouldn't say well done yet because I don't know if it works.
Yeah, we're going
to
circle back.
Hold on to that well done. You may not have earned it. Chris from Sydney. Hi, Chris.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, mate. Is there someone in your life who's a wrinkle wearer?
It's my wife, man. It's my wife.
How bad are we talking, Chris?
Mate, if it can come out of the washing machine dry, she'll put it straight on.
She has no care for the wrinkles.
Nah, none whatsoever.
Just everything, Chris.
Everything, everything, everything. And I work in an office. I iron my shirts every night, and I suggest I iron it for her. Nah.
Oh, she does. She turns down the ironing offer.
She does. She does. And she works in hospitality, and so she meets, like, she talks to people every day and stuff, and just it just doesn't seem to faze her.
Wow, God, I wish I could live
like that. Yeah.
I wish I could.
That'd be great. Free and easy.
Yeah. I mean, in other news, Chris, can we deliver some shirts to your place and get some ironing done?
Mate, I'd love to, but they got logos on it. But if you want to deliver me some shirts, yeah, absolutely.
Got logos on them. All right, Grace, get some logos for all my shirts. Steve from Bendigo. Steve-o, are you a wrinkle wearer?
I am the worst. The fancier the occasion, the wrinklier the clothes.
So what if you're going to put a suit on, Steve?
No suits.
You don't own any suits?
That's crinkled, not wrinkled.
Oh, full crinkled. So, Steve, let me give you a scenario here, right? So you've got back-to-back weddings, right? So you've got a wedding this Saturday, wedding next Saturday. After this wedding, you throw it down the bottom of your wardrobe. It's all crinkled. All your stuff's on top of it. It could be a bag of garbage. The next wedding, do you just pop that on as is?
100%.
You're a madman.
Are you married, Steve?
Yeah, I am. And that's where it all started, that the wrinkled clothes to the wedding and the mother-in-law has never let me live it down.
So you wore a wrinkled suit to your own wedding, Steve?
I wore wrinkled pants and a wrinkled shirt, yes.
So what did your wife say, Steve?
She doesn't expect much more from me, mate.
Oh, that's the key, low bar.
Did you have groomsmen?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I couldn't disappoint her to the max times 10. Disappointment's enough.
But if
groomsmen...
Go on, Steve. No, you go, big fella. What were you saying?
Groomsmen in wrinkled clothes, that would be worse than me in wrinkled clothes, I think.
I don't know. I mean,
you're the groom.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Sam Fisher, This City, Our Boy, live around the country. It is the Jimmy and Ace Show.
Quiz time!
That is it, Jim.
Yep, that's it. Unfortunately, we found out tonight, producer Grace no longer going to be with us at the end of the week. She's taking some time for herself, which we're very pleased.
Absolutely, we are. It's the hardest decision to make is taking time for yourself, and she's managed to come to that decision, and we are so proud and so supportive of her for doing so.
Oh no, it's shit. Like professionally, as radio, it's shit. But as personally, it's the best thing that she could do.
Oh, the show will go downhill, and I hope you're happy. But
happy? You were on the show.
Yeah,
I will enjoy watching it from the sidelines.
Yeah, as it tumbles off a cliff. Without you.
As it burns down.
The way we finish each and every show, Jim, is with a show rating. A score out of 10 for somebody who has listened to the show. Doesn't matter how much of the show they have heard. And please welcome from Victoria, rating the show today, Rachel. Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
Now, Rachel.
What do you want to give? What do you want to give it out of 10, Rach?
I reckon I'll give you an 8 tonight.
Okay.
Feels like a bit of thought's gone into that, Rachel. Why that? Why not?
Because I tried to call. I called twice to talk into the show and I didn't get to talk. But that's okay. I'm not faulty.
I mean, you're here now, Rach, though. This is the show.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, I know.
I'll take it back.
I'll change it to a 9.5.
No, what did you want to chat about? You got us now.
Oh, well, I had the tips for, if you're a wrinkle wearer or not.
Okay. And, what's your tip, Rachel? Yeah.
Well, definitely just don't wear wrinkles for a start. I thought it was funny before because you called them crinkles. But, you know, wrinkles, crinkles. You know, I say tomato, you say tomato. Anyway, I've got a few tips for you. And that would definitely be, I 100% disagree with the hard pegging. Definitely don't do that because you'll leave peg marks in your clothes. You were correct in shaking your clothes out before you hang them up, and you evenly space them out, and especially if you're hanging your shirt. So you always use a coat hanger. Don't hang it over your clothesline. And if you haven't got an iron, another handy tip, definitely, if you've got one, you chuck it in your dryer for 10 minutes because it'll take out all the wrinkles. So, yeah, that's what I was going to say. So, yeah. And I'm a bit OCD when I hang my clothes out on the clothes horse.
No, I'm glad. Well, so we got that. We got that story now. So,
oh my God, you're still here, Rachel. I went out. Adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.